It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. The Board of Regents for Iowa's public universities, the three public universities, has adopted a new plan for funding that bases that funding on the number of in-state students enrolled in each of them. Now, under the new plan, the University of Northern Iowa and Iowa State University would be given money that currently goes to the University of Iowa. That's due to the fact that it enrolls fewer in-state students than the other two state schools, UNI and ISU. Iowa Public Radio's Dean Borg joins me now to talk about the new plan. Hello, Dean.
Hi, Ben.
Dean, tell us about the background here. Why was this seen as necessary, this reorienting the funding?
I think that the regents took a look because they've been asking the state legislature in recent years, in order to freeze tuition in the last 2 years, for increasing amounts of appropriations. And I think state legislators and perhaps others around the state, residents, were hearing increasingly the number of Iowa students percentage at each state university decreasing while the out-of-state students and international students were increasing. In fact, the University of Iowa's incoming freshman class last year was 48% Iowa students and the remainder out-of-state students. Mm-hmm. And Iowa State's was around 60% Iowa freshmen. And UNI, which is primarily an Iowa-based school, theirs is up around 90%. Mm-hmm. So they're educating 90% in their student body in their incoming freshman class and UNI, for example, 90% Iowa students.
So the Regents wants to encourage recruiting of in-state students and give them a carrot to do so.
Well, that's right. And you have to remember, too, that out-of-state students are paying a higher tuition. So with the University of Iowa enrolling 48%, Iowa students, 52% then, out-of-state students, they're reaping out-of-state higher tuition.
Oh, so that made good business sense, if you want to say a university's perspective as a business, which it is to some extent. But the University of Iowa, in this case, loses out funding going to ISU in Northern Iowa that would have gone to the University of Iowa. What's been the reaction in Iowa City? Because they can't be happy about this.
Well, they aren't happy about it, of course. Anytime you are losing funding, that's a negative.
And How much funding?
Well, it could amount to it was first computed to around $60 million would be coming out of the University of Iowa budget. Based on some changes, some tweaking in that funding model, it's now estimated that the university, based on current statistics and the current formula, and it isn't only the number of in-state students, it has 10%, 60% of the state funding would based on a resident full-time equivalent enrollment, 15% on how those students are progressing toward degrees, and 10% for the diversity, Iowa Community College transfers, minority students, mm-hmm. low-income students, 10% of the allocation would come from that, 5% being research. How much research is that university doing? Iowa State and University of Iowa would rate high there, of course, and UNI not quite so high. 5% on graduate and professional students. Then the Regents reserved another 5% of that formula, all adding up to 100%, of course. 5% on just something that we want to throw in each year.
Mm-hmm. With this new formula, University of Iowa, a loser in this case, tens of millions of dollars. What are the concerns at the University of Iowa?
Well, the concerns are, of course, anytime you lose money, that's out of your budget. You've got to make it up in some other way. Otherwise, begun cutting some programs. And that's not. So the Faculty Senate at the University of Iowa passed a resolution, sent a letter to the Regents asking them on the decision day, which was this past Wednesday, please delay this because it has implications for the University of Iowa that I don't think that you, the Board of Regents, have fully taken into consideration. The Regents went ahead and adopted it anyway.
They ignored the letter.
Yes.
What about the president of the University of Iowa, Sally Mason, her reaction?
Sally Mason says she loves a challenge, and she says Hawkeyes love a challenge. I think that's putting a brave face and a politically correct face on this decision. The task force chairman, incidentally, who made the task force, made the recommendation to the regions. They've been studying this new funding model for some time. David Miles, he's a former regent, in fact, former president of the Board of Regents. He said that the new model more appropriately subsidizes in-state student tuition. And he said the University of Iowa has broad shoulders and they'll adjust to the new funding model.
Mm-hmm. What does this do to wrap up this conversation to recruiting at the three universities? Does this give them a different goalpost to kick the ball through?
I think that's one of the big implications that you're going to see, other than the fact that there are going to be up to about $50 million moved out of the University of Iowa budget over a period of years. But the implication is that the universities, I think, are going to be very, very determined to be competing with each other for a very small and shrinking pool of Iowa high school graduates. The more Iowa students you get into your university, then, of course, the greater your funding. But the University of Iowa, Sally Mason says, we're going to grow, we're going to continue to grow, and we're going to be very aggressive in recruiting Iowa students.
Okay, so we can take away from this that if you are a high school student in Iowa or the parent of a high school student, we know that the high school student's value, if it was a commodity, just jumped in value.
That's right. And if you're an Iowa high school student about to graduate, you're going to be hearing from Iowa State, UNI, and especially the University of Iowa now.
Iowa Public Radio's correspondent, Dean Borg. Thank you, Dean.
Enjoyed talking with you, Ben.